Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Good afternoon, everyone. 3:02 on this August the 13th. In Eastern Iowa, beautiful 82 degrees, sunny day going on. We are inside at the main gym, 1600 AM. If you're listening on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, or 106.3, the South Gym, or on our listen-in feature on our website, we appreciate it. Today, Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you today. Scott Unash's last chance to get refreshed before the upcoming football season and the fall season, actually, in general. But he's got things mapped out for play-by-play coverage, both on the North and South Gym, and our upcoming tailgate tour of local campuses. Before that, we've got another one or two Lunchbox Heroes programs. We'll tell you about that coming up a little bit later. Gym Class sponsored today and every day by Third Base Brewery on Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Just like KGYM, Third Base is locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again. Great for a quick lunch, catch a game after work, or bring the family in for an affordable and delicious meal. Thanks, as always, to Third Base Brewery. Kyle, news of the day, Iowa State men and Iowa women are overseas on their trips. Iowa State has a win in the books over the Netherlands, 94-77 today. Six players in double figures for the Cyclones. The Iowa women playing in Valencia, Spain. Last I heard, the Iowa women were up 5 points at halftime. So those teams getting in not only some very valuable work, but some sightseeing as well. 319-366-1600, our Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Feel free to reach us there with a comment or a question. Really nice news of the day, Kyle. Tyler Cook, former Iowa big man, 6'9", has signed a two-way contract with the Denver Nuggets of the NBA. Now, in June, Cook signed a partially guaranteed contract with the Nuggets, but now he has been upgraded to a two-way deal, and what that means, he will split his time at best between the G League and the NBA. He can be in the NBA up to 45 days. So this took me back to a lot of conversations when Cook was at Iowa, Kyle. We got texts, we got comments from people said, this guy will never play in the NBA. You know what? He's a phone call away. Actually, he still could make the roster. This guy's a phone call away from playing in the NBA.
He could very much end up there. These two-way contracts, though, are, they strike me as deals you give to guys who, I think they're perfect for a guy like Tyler Cook. He's listed at 6'9", 255 pounds now. We here in Iowa, we know he has the requisite athleticism to be able to hang physically in the NBA, but I was one of those people who really didn't think that he was going to have much of a chance in the NBA, and He looked decent in G League, doing a lot of the same things that we know he can do, which is run, jump, rebound, be somewhat versatile.
Block shots.
Yeah. Well, he could continue to block shots. I think that would help him find a more solid role. But the two-way deal for me, just the Nuggets noticed the physical profile, the athleticism that he presents. And I think the two-way deal is just a way to kind of buy time and see if he's going to be a guy who can work at his craft and develop a little bit of a jumper, continue to improve his handle. Can he continue to engage defensively and be a guy who can come snag a block from the backside? Because with that size and athleticism, that's what you would really like if he could do, is if he could really start to make an impact on the boards and defensively. That's where guys like him make an impact in the league. And you're right. He's a phone call away at this point in time, but I think the Nuggets probably still want to see quite a bit of development from him.
I think so, too. Each team, by the way, is allowed, each NBA team allowed to have two players with a two-way contract, and Cook's one of them for Denver. Others on two-way contracts for the upcoming season, two Iowa State players, Naz Mitri-Long with Indiana and Mario Šajak with the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, recently, Devin Marble signed what was called, or what is termed, an Exhibit 10 contract with the Golden State Warriors. That contract is non-guaranteed, but really it's a step below a two-way contract, as I understand it.
Yeah, I think...
And he signs for a one-year minimum of some kind.
Yeah, and I think the way those two-way deals work, he can either at the end of... or the Exhibit 10 contract, that can either be converted into a two-way deal, or he can be assigned to the G League. I think those are the two options that maintain control with the given team.
319-366-1600. What do you think about Tyler Cook and his two-way deal with the Denver Nuggets? I'm with you, Kyle. I didn't think, because of his lack of a mid-range jumper, that he would get a sniff in the NBA. And he still hasn't. But signing a two-way contract gets him that much closer to doing so. So we'll see what happens going forward. Again, he could still make the Denver Nuggets roster, and that would be something as well. But these players that are on two-way contracts are basically the 16th and 17th players on the roster. You know, you have 15. Each team carries 15 players, but these guys are basically the 16th and 17th men on the roster. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Scott in Marion. Good afternoon, Scott.
Let me work on this, Mark.
Okay, no problem. We'll bring Scott and Marion into the fold here.
Scott, you got us?
Yeah, I got you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What do you got, Scott?
Sorry about that. Well, hey, I just wanted to say about Tyler. I don't blame Tyler. I wish him all the best luck. I think he is extremely athletic. I just think I've been a big proponent. I've not been a big fan of Fran McCaffrey. And again, this is an example of why I'm not. There is no reason why Tyler Cook shouldn't have been working on his jumper and his dribbling ability and those things that he doesn't have right now that he never had 3 years ago. If Fran was doing his job, he would have developed those things, and he should have known that. And if he had done that, he'd been not only a better player at Iowa, but he'd be ready for the NBA. And I've been saying that for the better part of 3 years now. Dunking will not make you special in the NBA. It's just that simple.
Appreciate it, Scott, very much. And I have to believe that Fran McCaffrey has worked on, or his assistants have worked on, the jumper with Tyler Cook. We saw him take some jumpers last year, and frankly, he just shot poorly. And maybe he never will be a serviceable shooter. And if that holds him back from playing in the NBA, I get it. But Scott's point is well taken. I don't necessarily agree fully with the fact that Fran and his staff haven't worked on that jumper. I'd be surprised if they haven't. So 319-366-1600, our Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line as well, 7191 weighing in. I feel like the development of a somewhat mid-range jump shot allowed him to get that deal paired with his athleticism. 7191 essentially saying that he believes Cook has improved that mid-range jumper.
Well, that may be true, but the mid-range jumper is not what's going to make or break his career. It's going to be whether or not he can extend that eventually out to the NBA three-point line. And I want to go back to what Scott and Marion said, because this kind of came up a little bit last week when I was doing the show with Todd, and Xavier Foster had come up, and we had a texter text in and ask whether we thought Iowa State with Steve Prohm or Iowa with Fran McCaffrey would be a better landing spot because they're one of them might be better at developing players. And at that point in time, it had never really even clicked for me, but neither school, Iowa State has a decent couple of handfuls of players in the NBA, but most of those guys were, I would call, Hoiberg guys, not Steve Prohm guys. But and the example that I used working negatively against Iowa was Jared Utoff and his, what I thought was a lack of real development in his time at Iowa. And like Scott said, Tyler Cook, pretty much the same player when he left as when he showed up.
Yeah, I think he did improve. He proved his defense, I thought. Listen, Tyler Cook's bread and butter is around the rim. And Scott alluded to it. That may not cut it in the NBA. He's more of a freewheeling type player that, again, doesn't have that jumper. He has a great ability to get to the rim, use both hands, and can be a little physical on defense. Is that good enough? Denver obviously thinks it's worth taking a chance on him.
Denver's an interesting landing spot for him because they are one of the three, four, five teams in the league who really, really put an emphasis on pace. And a guy, you know, we keep going back to this physical profile, but when I think of a guy like Tyler Cook, I'm thinking, you know, Clint Capella with the Rockets, or even Jordan Bell with the Warriors. Those guys, if you've got the physical profile he's got, you've got the athleticism, if you just engage defensively and on the boards, and God forbid, if he actually did get an outside jumper, then you're really talking about an NBA player. But Tyler Cook, as is, needs to become a guy who's engaged always defensively and will run the floor. And he can run the floor, mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I was saying. The Nuggets, if there was going to be a team that he could make it with, as is, the Nuggets might be one of them.
Again, Tyler Cook signing a two-way deal with the Denver Nuggets. We'll perhaps revisit that later on. But we have an appointment with Zach Reimer, Major League Baseball lead writer for Bleacher Report, with our Tuesday baseball segment. Zach joining us after this.
The doors are about to open on sports betting in Iowa. Thursday, come to Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside Draft Day Sports Lounge. Your friends from the gym will be on hand broadcasting live starting at 4, and the grand opening of this exciting new venture begins at 6 p.m. sharp. This is huge, and Thursday is the day. Stay tuned for exciting updates. Come get in on the action during the grand opening of Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
I'm bored.
Already, Dad?
I want to do something fun together.
Video games?
Nah.
Ride bikes?
Tired of it.
Run through the sprinkler. Waterfall National Mini Golf?
Yes! Waterfall National!
Okay, we can do that.
Woohoo! Waterfall National Mini Golf!
Bust the summer boredom for your family at Waterfall National Mini Golf.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go. Now.
I'm not ready yet.
Part of Airport National Golf on Wright Brothers Boulevard, Cedar Rapids.
Hurry up.
Dad!
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Twins and the Brewers, always fun. We'll play two in Milwaukee starting on Tuesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Welcome back to the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you today. Scott Unash will return tomorrow as we hit hump day of this particular week. 318 here in eastern Iowa. And right now, August 13th, it's the dog days of August, as they are known anyway. And right here to talk some baseball, Zach Reimer, Major League Baseball lead writer for Bleacher Report. Zach, thanks for taking the time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Let's start with the two races that are still up for grabs in Major League Baseball. As you know, Cleveland has assumed a half-game lead over the Minnesota Twins in the AL Central. The Twins idle last night, faced Milwaukee in the first of two today. We'll have that for you on KGYM at 7 p.m. on 107.5. Zach, I'm a Twins fan, but I have to admit, I think Cleveland just looks like the better team right now. What do you think?
Well, Cleveland has been a better team than every team in baseball ever since late May. They got off to that really slow start, and then it was right when they went to Boston and kind of slapped the Red Sox around a little bit, as a lot of teams have this year, that they kind of found their footing and have taken off. And ever since then, yeah, just offensively a completely different beast than they were earlier in the year. Defensively better too, and that pitching staff, despite the fact that it seems like it's just not the most impressive collection of guys, has been getting it done basically since day one, and we're still waiting on whether or not they can get vintage Corey Kluber back, which is a real possibility. So everything is kind of looking up Indians at this point, although I'm certainly not ready to write the Twins off, given that they're only a half game out. And you know, if nothing else, we know at this point that the Twins' offense is going to be fine. There's just too much depth, too much firepower there. And now we know Nelson Cruz's wrist injury isn't something too serious. So it's going to be a good race down the stretch, I think.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And I think you're right. I guess with everybody being healthy, say Kluber comes back with Cleveland, Buxton and Cruz can stay healthy. I think the offenses are fairly equal, but that bullpen for Cleveland has, I believe, the lowest ERA in the major leagues, and the guys have filled in nicely without Kluber. So I guess that's where I draw the line on the two teams.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if either of us are being honest or just completely fair, it really does come down to the pitching staffs of these two teams. There's just more depth and something a little extra with that Indians pitching staff than there is with the Twins, where, you know, earlier in the year it felt like it was a little bit more complex, but now it just feels like Jose Berrios needs to have a great time every fifth day. And that's, you know, even with an offense like the Twins have, that's a tough way to go through life.
It looks like the second wild card in the American League will be either Tampa or Oakland. Boston's dropped off. Texas has dropped off. Which of those two teams do you trust the most?
Without Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow, it's hard to count too heavily on the other Rays. And the A's are in a similar position to the Indians, where once they kind of clicked, it was mid-late May, they've been one of the better teams in baseball, and they're generally just, I think, a very well-balanced team. So that's an almost impossible race to call. So I don't think either of them are going to completely fall out of it. I'll put it that way.
I think some people probably did quite some time ago, but at least me personally, I look at the Red Sox, and I just know that team has so much talent on it. I've been waiting for them to make a kick like the Indians have, but you know, we're getting to the point in the season. Is there any point in waiting for that anymore?
Never say never, especially given that, you know, the second wild card technically still is in play. I mean, there has to be a sense of, you know, this team that won 108 games last year has to find that magic somewhere along the line this season. But just watching them, it doesn't look like it's there this season. Setting aside the fact that the bullpen has been a weakness from day one, that has been pretty much completely unaddressed throughout the entire season, even through the trade deadline, even though it has cost the Red Sox numerous games throughout their season. It's completely inexplicable why it's still an issue. Starting pitching-wise, you know, Chris Sale has been mechanically inconsistent all season. Rick Porcello is not the guy who won the Cy Young Award a couple years ago. And offensively, you know, guys like, you know, like a Mookie Betts is having a pretty good season, but he's not the overwhelming Mike Troutian force that he was last year. And kind of the unspoken dirty secret of this Red Sox team is that it's been an awful defensive club this year, too. So all sorts of just problems have kind of added up to create this generally mediocre spectacle that has, you know, been there pretty much the entire season. So, and with an 8.5 game deficit just for that second wild card, I mean, it does seem like the ship has sailed.
This is every year some young players come up and make somewhat of a mark, but I'm saying this year between Tatis and Bichette and Vlad Jr. and others, it's quite a crop.
Yeah, I mean, and it seems like Tatis is, you know, earlier in the year, it seems like he was kind of lost in Pete Alonso's shadow as Alonso was hitting all those home runs. And to Alonso's defense, he's still hitting home runs. He's one shy of the National League rookie record, and we're only on August 13th for crying out loud. But Tatis, you know, second half of the year, especially ever since the All-Star break, he's been really grabbing headlines. He's, you know, the total package of shortstop, can run, can hit, can field, and just so much fun to watch on a nightly basis. And it's going to be a pretty good NL Rookie of the Year race between those two. But the one guy I want to shout out is Yordan Alvarez, who's right now possibly the best rookie hitter in the history of Major League Baseball. Came up in early June and has just not stopped hitting since then. So he's another impressive guy to watch. And, you know, in that same mold right now that with the Reds, there's Aristides Aquino. And, I mean, just, yeah, like you said, everywhere you look, it seems like there's a young player who's doing exciting things. And, you know, if you're sitting in the Major League Baseball office somewhere in New York, you got to love that.
I'm partial to Arias in Minnesota, but he didn't hit for power. So all he does is hit the ball.
Well, you know, the league needs guys like that, too, even if they are a rarity in this day and age.
Okay, National League Central, can you make a case for the top three teams, one by one?
I look at those three teams and I see like a kind of nebulous blur throughout the entire season, but I don't really know if one team is truly better than the other. But you know, I'll say this much: the Cubs, you know, offensively, the talent is there that could potentially carry the team, especially after adding Nicholas Castellanos at the trade deadline, one of the better moves that any team made. And the names are there in their starting rotation. So just in those two areas, they have at least two things that could carry the team. The Cardinals, you know, offensively, you know, Paul Goldschmidt's been better lately, but still you just don't know what you're going to get out of that offense. So it's a good thing that they're pitching, which got off to a bit of a slow start, has actually come around over the last couple months. That's something that could potentially carry them. And if Matt Carpenter ever reverts back to the form he had last year, there's another possibility. And the Brewers at this point, I mean, it's basically the Christian Yelich show, and maybe some of their injured pitchers get healthy and they stabilize things. So that's where those three clubs are at.
I think you're right to point to the Nick Castellanos acquisition for the Cubs. And he, you know, he hasn't been a world beater, but he has just brought a little bit of contact to the top of that lineup. And so they have looked a little bit better. And now they do have a couple game cushion in that division. But let's fast forward and say that the Cubs do end up winning this division. They're still not a team that really needs to be taken all that seriously in the National League, are they?
Well, in the National League, it's really the question is, can anybody beat the Dodgers? I don't know if the Cubs are the answer to that question. Offensively, yeah. Like, let's just assume that they can put it all together and have the same offense that they had a couple of years ago. It's harder to take that leap with their run prevention. Defensively, they're not the best team in the league anymore like they were, you know, back in 2016. In the starting rotation, it's good, but John Lester's had a pretty rough year. Jose Quintana, Yu Darvish, you don't know what you're going to get out of them every time they take the ball. That bullpen has been, you know, it's kind of bent but hasn't broken, but you still don't really trust it. So, you know, I don't really know if they're the team that's going to take them Dodgers. I don't know if anybody is.
The rosters are going to expand here in a little more than 2 weeks. Is there a player or two or three that you're anxious to see?
I'm afraid I might butcher his name for the Cardinals. Randy Arozarena, I think his name is, outfielder who's been tearing it up at AAA this season. I don't know why he hasn't already been called up. I would like to see him. Other than that, you know, not really. Nothing that really comes to mind anyway.
Yankees?
I just saw, okay, you called him up yesterday. I totally missed that. So there you go.
Perfect. Yankees, yeah. Astros, Dodgers. What do you think?
It's going to be Astros, Dodgers between those two as the teams to beat. Yankees, I just don't trust that starting rotation and feel like they've kind of overachieved a little bit, and I'm waiting for that to come back to bite them. So Astros and Dodgers, those are the two teams to beat by far, I think.
Talking with Zach Reimer, Bleacher Report today at 3:28 on the Gym Class. And, you know, there's some, I think, some really good managerial situations going on and success stories, like the one in Cincinnati. That team may not reach 500, but I think that's been a pretty good story, and we'll see what the Reds can do going forward, but that's been a great job over there.
Yeah, it has been, and it's. I think the specifics are really interesting there. I mean, this is a team that the last couple of years could not pitch the ball to save its life, and now this season they've had one of the better pitching staffs in all of baseball, and it's, you know, the Sonny Gray trade working out for them, it's Luis Castillo finding his stride, it's that bullpen kind of finding some stability. So, you know, the Reds are not a complete team yet, but it's like at least they're at a point now where they know what they need. They just need to put some offense around that pitching staff, and maybe they'll rise to the top of a division that frankly looks kind of up for grabs going forward.
A year from today, Zach, just a little ways up the road, there's going to be a Major League Baseball game in Iowa for the first time, as I know you've heard, at the Field of Dreams site. What was your reaction to when that was announced?
That was cool. I don't particularly like that movie, but I like the idea of Major League Baseball kind of touring around and just doing its own kind of barnstorming thing. I just think conceptually that's a really cool idea. And, you know, to go to an iconic location like that, I wonder about the logistics of it. Is an outfielder going to go into the cornfield to catch a fly ball and never come out again? You know, but it's harmless fun, I think. So I'm all for it.
Zach, we spent some time last week discussing the movie Field of Dreams, and I found that here in Iowa, I'm in the minority as somebody willing to speak out against that film. And so I'm just looking for a little bit of support here. What are your qualms with the film?
I don't like sports movies. So I know that might be kind of a sacrilegious thing to say, given that I am a sports writer and this is a sports talk show, but I'd much prefer the real thing. So that's part of my qualm with the movie. And also just, it's sentimental Oscar bait crap. I just don't like it.
Come on, Moonlight Grandma's a real thing.
No. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, James Earl Jones is always fun to watch, but
yeah,
that's about all I can give that movie.
Fair enough. Zach, I appreciate your time. I hope we can visit more down the road, okay?
Well, I'm sorry I have to go on such a grouchy note, but it was nice to talk to you.
No worries. Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Zach.
Appreciate it, Zach. Zach Reimer, Major League Baseball lead writer for Bleacher Report, who hates the Field of Dreams. You do as well?
I really can't stand it.
You didn't like Hoosiers either, I suppose.
Hoosiers was not nearly as bad. I honestly had a difficult time watching Field of Dreams, and maybe that's because I didn't see Field of Dreams until my sophomore, junior year of college. And so I spent a long, long, long time hearing about how this is just the greatest movie of all time. And especially here in Iowa, you have to be proud of it. It's a good movie and you have to stick up for it. And I sat there.
Kind of like the final season as well.
It's similarly, yeah. But I watched it and I thought it was very random and nonsense, and I think Zach's right. I understand that it has a certain sentimental value, and yeah, I understand that, but I just think that that is a cheap thing to hang your hat on, because there's a lot of movies out there that have a certain sentimental value, but looking at the movie, you know, as a film, I thought it was really, really bad.
Fair enough. We've gone a half hour without mentioning our Cedar Rapids native, Mitch Keller. Get a Major League Baseball pitching win last night against the Angels. He went five innings, gave up five hits and a run, walked two, struck out four. The Pirates gave him plenty of offense in a 10-2 victory. He faced Mike Trout, who we watched at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Trout, the great one, flied out to right and walked twice against Mitch Keller. So Mitch, one of the few Cedar Rapids high school products to win a Major League Baseball game, the last being either Ben Ford or Sean Sedlacek of Washington and Kennedy, respectively. I can't remember the years for those guys, but cool thing. And got a text that apparently Keller will pitch against the Cubs on Sunday in Williamsport. Is that right, Kyle?
Yep, in Williamsport on Sunday Night Baseball. And as of he's a little busy today, but I'm efforting on getting him on our airwaves on Friday ahead of that start.
He's been on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Or has he not?
If he has, it was before my time, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a great watch on Sunday, and I believe we'll have that game here for you on KGYM Radio as well. We'll let you know about that for sure. Right now, Kyle, I want to give someone an opportunity to win four tickets to one of the games in the Cedar Rapids Colonels series against the Peoria Chiefs. That series, August 24th through the 27th, Saturday through Tuesday. That's the next time the Colonels will be at home. Colonels off today, embarking on a 10-day road trip. And actually, tickets are on sale as well for the first game in the Midwest League playoffs. That coming up September 4th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. So let's take caller six. You'll win those four tickets to the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
It's almost time to bet. Coming August 15th, football, baseball, college, or pro. Bet on the action with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. If you are a Riverside Casino Resort Club member, we will notify you of next steps soon. Not a Resort Club or eClub member? Visit Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to join. Membership is free. Make every game better with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Coming soon. Subject to IRGC approval. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Valvoline is the only motor oil brand with a dedicated engine lab. And here, we test everything. We test seal conditioners to keep older engines from leaking. We test detergents to help reduce soot. We test additives that protect against wear, increase fuel economy, and fight carbon buildup. Why? Because we won't settle for being less than the best. And you shouldn't either. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at Advanced Auto Parts, buy Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology and a filter for only $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Major League Baseball analyst Eduardo Perez. Let's talk about the Mets here. What has been the biggest boost for them in this run that they've been on, Eduardo?
Confidence. Everybody can mention if it's a starting pitcher or a position player, but I would say overall confidence. They have a lot more swag, and they're happy to get in their cars to get to the ballpark. You get happy players, you'll get productive players. You have to have that sauce. And you're going, wow, wait a second. We can compete.
Golic and Wingo on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome back, 3:39 on this Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann taking you up to the 4 o'clock hour, at which time the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn takes you to 7 o'clock tonight. I know a lot of great guests and content planned for that show. Dustin in Cedar Rapids is the winner of the Cedar Rapids Colonels 4-pack of tickets, good for a game, and that's a Peoria series coming up later this month. And again, we'll be giving away a family 4-pack the rest of this week. Speaking of the rest of this week, the Lunchbox Heroes program presented by Built by Pros will feature Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn. Kyle, you'll be there. Z102.9 crew. A cast of many, should I say. You will be at the Coralville Wastewater Treatment Plant tomorrow, feeding workers down there who are constructing some improvements at that plant. And you'll hear about that stop tomorrow on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. What's in your vehicle, Kyle?
I have my workout shoes. I've got a towel for if I ever get rain on my. I was at a fast food place yesterday.
Yes.
I had the door or the window down because you have to put the window down at the window, and I got some rain on the inside of my car, so I have a towel for that. But honestly, I don't have a whole lot of stuff.
What do you suppose the value of the contents in your vehicle is?
I don't know.
$20?
Yeah, $50 maybe. I got an old baseball bat in the back in the trunk. I could maybe sell for $25.
In my vehicle, I have probably $1.50 in change sitting in my console. Some dried leaves that I drug in on the floor mat. A pair of prescription sunglasses that, go ahead and steal them. You won't be able to see out of them anyway with my eyesight. And a set of golf clubs. Which most weeks, you can go ahead and take those as well. But perhaps you heard A-Rod was in San Francisco on Sunday to do a game. He had a rental vehicle and parked near the stadium. after the game and after dinner, apparently, he arrived back at his vehicle to find it was broken into. And he reported to the San Francisco police that the value of the contents in his vehicle that were stolen was $500,000. $500,000 in a rental vehicle apparently included a camera, a laptop, jewelry, and a bag. Now, that's got to be some damn expensive jewelry in my mind, or a whole lot of cash in the bag.
I guess.
Who does that?
A-Rod. How much? I would have to look it
because
up
because he can, right?
Yeah. A-Rod is just, proportionally speaking, A-Rod is in a whole different universe in terms of the assets that he has. And, you know, the $15 sunglasses that I have in my car, you would replace that with probably a $1,500 pair of glasses that he's got. But with that said, the thing that sticks out most to me is that I guess I'm not really familiar with Philadelphia, but the article describes Alex Rodriguez as having left his car on the 400 block of Brannan Street.
It's San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It still just makes me wonder, why is Alex Rodriguez having to park on the street? Isn't there a ramp or a designated area or somewhere that he can go?
There are more car break-ins in San Francisco than anywhere in the country. An average of 62 a day. They set records in San Francisco for car break-ins. Yeah, why could he not park in a secure spot?
And I guess knowing that, maybe take the $500,000 of jewelry out of your car.
$500,000 worth of stuff he's toting around?
I don't know. I guess it doesn't. Maybe I don't know how much $500,000 matters to a guy who's made what, $600 million over his playing days. How much did he make? I'm on this. I'm gonna look this up.
But I would just it's one of those celebrity stories that I guess you shouldn't be surprised at, but. Just $500,000 you're lugging around in a rental vehicle, and go ahead.
His 600 was a little bit, little generous there. $480 million over the course of A-Rod's career, and that's without, you know, I'm sure he's getting paid handsomely for his new ESPN gig. So,
well, he's with J-Lo. He's on Shark Tanks. He's an entrepreneur now.
Really?
Getting his dough from ESPN.
One heck of a turnaround for that guy. Am I wrong?
Maybe better off-field career.
It really doesn't.
I don't know. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he was. He was good, but I guess he tarnished his on-field career so much, I suppose, that maybe some people out there would give you he's a better celebrity than he was an athlete. But it just bizarre.
Have you ever had your vehicle broken into?
I myself have not, but I spent a few years down in Iowa City during college, and a couple of my friends had some stuff taken over a period of time.
Well, it's one of those things you feel violated for sure. I had my vehicle not broken into. I didn't lock the damn thing. So somebody in the middle of the night opened the door and rifled through everything and took the $1.50 in change that I had in my console.
I had another buddy who, he used to drive such an old, I don't even know how to describe it. I believe it was an old Cadillac, but it was an old Buick, but it was as big as a small boat, Mark. I'm not kidding. And he used to just openly not lock his car because he would just, come, somebody take this. I would love to take
you
an insurance
claim on
this.
You haven't seen a picture of my Mercury Marquis Brougham back in the day?
No.
I think Todd gave it back to me. Todd was in possession of a picture of this Brougham I had in college 40 years ago. It was a boat. It was a boat.
Take it, please.
Let's revisit the Tyler Cook situation because we're getting some traction on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line. If you hadn't heard, Tyler Cook signing a two-way deal with the Denver Nuggets, which may allow him to play up to 45 days in the NBA should he be either make the team or be called up. 1307, 5122, Fran gave Tyler freedom to demonstrate ball handling to the detriment of the team last year. How many TOs, turnovers, with Cook bringing the ball up? Quite a few.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There was
Got out of control.
I don't know if that's, I guess without being in the locker room, I don't know if I would say Fran told him to do that, but there were certainly times that Tyler tried to do that and it didn't quite work out. I honestly just think that like we have said, Tyler Cook has the physical profile. He has the athleticism. But I still stand by what I said from his freshman year to when he left Iowa. He looked like a very, very similar player. Yeah, I really could not. I'll need somebody on the text line to tell me what area he actually really improved in. And if you recall, after his sophomore year, he tested those NBA waters and then came back for his junior season. And so at the media day going into his junior season, there was another media member who asked him something along the lines of, Tyler, if you could go back a couple years to when you were still in high school and, you know, give yourself some advice, what would it be? And Tyler's answer kind of confused me a little bit because he said that he just needed to keep doing what he's been doing. And at the moment that he said that, I thought to myself, you know, if you keep doing what you've been doing, that hasn't really led to a whole lot of improvement. And so if your plan moving forward is to just maintain the type of work ethic that he had, then I just don't see it panning out. And it's so strange because Tyler Cook, he hustled. He had passion. You know, those aren't really the knocks on him. But I do think that there's something to be desired when it comes to his work ethic because, like I said, over the course of 3 years at Iowa, I didn't really see him as a guy who developed his game all that much, and he also didn't strike me as a guy who knows how to develop his game all that much.
0856 on the text line has an interesting point. It isn't Fran's job to develop talent for the NBA. It is his job to make his players better for the system that he runs. Tyler has worked on his jump shot. If he developed as a good shooter, it is Fran's job to run an offense that hides that.
Interesting take. I guess we did have somebody on a show, on one of the shows at some point, say that we had asked why is Iowa struggling to put players into the NBA? And the answer we got back was basically what this person said. It is that Fran is developing. It's not that Fran doesn't develop players. He does develop them in a way that fits his system.
Iowa has never had a tremendous number of players in the NBA. Roy Marble was there. There was an Ed Horton there, I think. Raveling recruits. B.J. Armstrong, right on down the line, but never a tremendous amount of NBA players.
That may be true. I tend to just, looking at Fran's tenure, because that's what I know the most about, but I think it's true that Fran, we had somebody on the text line say that, are there really people out there who think that Fran McCaffrey's not working with his players? Of course not. But I think what the problem is that he develops in a way, as this texter said, he develops them in a way that fits his system. And over the course of the last handful of years, we've seen that his system doesn't include a lot of defense or, you know, just general floor awareness. And that type of skill set isn't really conducive to going on to the next level.
Well, one of my main points when I brought this up in the first part of the program was that it wasn't too long ago, maybe we, certainly some of our listeners who are Iowa fans, were saying, this guy will never play in the NBA. There's no way. And I was one of them, I guess. I leaned toward that side. But as of right now, Denver believes he can play in the NBA or be a fringe player, signing him to a two-way contract, leaving the door open for 45 days of work in the NBA next year, should he prove his worth. again, he's a phone call away. And that's not to say he won't make the team out of camp. 58-22, Cook needs to improve his free throw shooting as well. You can't drive to the basket and draw fouls only to miss free throws. I get a pass on that one. Cyclone Tim says, I see a lot of Iowa players being decent players, but with limited ceiling and potential. Mac has probably got as much out of his talent he's recruited over the years, but those players are just not NBA material. 1985, they don't play defense in the NBA anyway. Do you believe that?
No. I mean, quite honestly, that is such an...
That's the reputation.
It's the reputation, but it's an oversimplification. Those are the best basketball players in the world. The offensive... Kevin Durant is 7 feet tall, and he's got his jumper down where he can make 10 threes from any spot on the floor with his eyes closed, in his sleep. You know, it's not stressed. You know, the rules, to a certain extent, have kind of dictated what basketball has become. You're not allowed to be as physical. You're not allowed to, you know, punch somebody in the throat as they're going up for a layup. But to say that, you know, defense just doesn't exist in the NBA, they might be saying that tongue-in-cheek, but I'm just throwing it out there. That is a drastic oversimplification.
Let's take one last break, and when we come back, we'll pull a bow on this show.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
Twins and the Brewers, always fun. We'll play two in Milwaukee starting on Tuesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Welcome back, 356 on today's edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you, taking you home up to the 4 o'clock hour, at which time the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will be on the air. We thought we had Joel and Muscatine on the line, but apparently he dropped off. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, has to do with a subject that we addressed yesterday and will continue to address until it's resolved. How much money will Dak Prescott wind up getting from the Cowboys? Will be at $35 million or more?
Oh God.
$30 to $35 million or less than $30 million. Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. I'm going to say somewhere in that 30 to 35 range.
Yeah, I guess with the reports that he turned down 30 yesterday and is wanting, you know, a certain amount more than that. I don't know if it's quite all the way 40, but if that's his starting point, then I guess that's what he's going to get. I mean, that's really just the way that it works. Quarterbacks get what they want. You know, if I'm the Cowboys, I was really hoping to get him at a number more like 25. But that is going to be. I did my sports view on this earlier today. If the Cowboys end up giving Dak the amount of money that he wants, which I think they're most likely going to, that is going to hurt the running back position. It's going to hurt the offensive line position. They're most likely going to lose their two best young defensive players in Jalen Smith and Byron Smith, or Byron Jones, pardon me. And, you know, it's either going to take a special team one of these days to tell their quarterback that he's not worth the amount of money that he wants, or it's going to take a special quarterback to realize that, you know, sacrificing his own money is going to result in a better team. And it just doesn't really look like that's the situation we're going to have with the Cowboys.
Michael, perhaps with the text of the day, Kyle, based on the content of the show the last half hour, I was going to provide all the stats to prove that Tyler Cook was more than worthy in the NBA. But I left them in my car and somebody stole them.
Well, there wasn't
that
many. It
wasn't $500,000.
There wasn't that many of them. Definitely not $500,000 worth.
Bob and Amanda weighing in. They play defense in the NBA. They just make it look easy. No defense looks like the NBA All-Star Game or the NFL Pro Bowl.
Exactly. That's what all the people out there who say the NBA doesn't play defense, look at the All-Star Game and then tell me if the regular season games, if the playoff games look like the All-Star Game. That's no defense. Thank you, Bob.
If you missed it, overseas action today, the Iowa women's basketball team defeated Valencia 69-61. The Iowa State men's team defeated the Netherlands 94-77. Those two squads continuing their overseas trip. Tomorrow on the show, Ben Visser talking Iowa State football. Chris Liss from rotowire.com. Fantasy drafts coming up. If you haven't had one already, they're coming up very quickly. Tonight, 7 p.m., 107.5 FM, Twins and Brewers. Kyle, thanks for sitting in the last couple days. Scott will be back tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3.